Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
Are you guys ready to find out which workouts really work and which workouts you should avoid? Well, today I have two special guests, two U.S. Olympians who brought home the silver medal for us, and they're going to tell us what workouts work. First, I have Chris Kreveling, U.S. speed skater, and Matt Hemingway, U.S. Olympic high jumper. Guys, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you both?
Doing great, Jay. This is Matt. Fantastic to be on the show.
Thank you guys so much for joining. Well, listen, guys, you turn on the TV, you look in the magazine, and you see nothing but these extreme workouts. It's kind of funny, man, Chris. 70% of America is either overweight or obese, and these workouts are so intense. And I'm just thinking to myself, who can do these? And better yet, how are they sustainable? I mean, what do you do after the calendar's over and the 60 days or the 90 days it's over? What do you do at day 91? So my question to you guys, are these workouts good, these extreme workouts, for the average person?
Well, I think I'd like to take this one, Jay.
Go ahead, Chris.
There's plenty of workouts out there. You look at TV ads, radio ads, you'll just hear things like P90X and CrossFit and all these different types of workouts. And, you know, Matt and I both could tell you that it would probably take an Olympian to complete any of these workouts. And believe me, I tried.
I was just going to add to that is that, you know, you've touched on it, is that for the most part, the extreme workouts, they're good for very few people. There's a segment that it may work for, but for most people, it is not the solution. That is really what you want, is a lifestyle solution that's going to be there for the long haul.
It's true. It's true, Matt. You know, you and Chris speak volumes, and it's so important that we hear that, because you turn on the TV, whether it's late night, whether it's the weekends, whether it's the Monday, Tuesday afternoons, and you see these extreme workouts. And then you see these extreme gyms now. I mean, there's so many of these camps going on, and these spinning and these cycling, and you see the same thing. January 1st, you start. February 1st, you give up, because there's no sustainable outcome. I mean, how can you, if you're not an Olympian? That's why I had you guys on the show, because you are the best at what you do. You're Olympic athletes. How does the average person perform, as Chris mentioned, he did these kinds of workouts, an Olympic-based workout? It's not sustainable, right. But also it's not realistic. Am I hitting on the right points, or am I missing the target here?
Oh, totally, totally. And yep. I think the key to being able to do these workouts is healthy habits, unlocking your full potential. And, you know, you have to focus on all aspects of your life to get to that point. And, you know, no one can get there without help. So there's support, there's sense of communication involved to get you to that point. And it just doesn't happen overnight, Jay.
It's true.
Yeah, and so what? And I would add that, you know, as an Olympian, you know, when I was even training, is understanding that there's a lot that has to be done as far as being fit and being ready for whatever you're going to do that happens in the gym and in the workout. But so much of it also is impacted by what food you're eating. You know, are you having too much caffeine? Are you sleeping correctly? All of those things feed into that. So this is not just, it's not a workout. It's not a boot camp. It's not a spin class. It's not any of that. Everything that you do, you live for 24 hours a day, so you have to be conscious about some of and the decisions that you make about, you know, your food, your workout, all that. They all work together.
It's so true, Matt. I mean, we forget that fitness is not just about going to the gym or throwing on a computer or popping in a DVD. It's about food. It's about sleep. It's about, people even forget this one, it's about stress. I always tell people, it's 80% of all your fitness success happens with food. But we have this focus right now on these extreme workouts. And along with these extreme workouts, let's talk about the 80%. Let's talk about the 70%. Let's talk about the people who are not at the 5%, which you guys are at. What would you guys suggest to listeners now if they wanted to have a sustainable outcome and they wanted to get in shape?
I'll tackle this first. I think that people should have very realistic expectations for themselves. Because one of the things that I think the industry continues to put out there is that, you know, this body of perfection, and they want it overnight in a neatly packaged miracle cure. And people should start with, you know, very gradually. They should make sure that they're doing workouts that that don't get them hurt, but they need to be moving, just basic things. If all you can do is walk, walk. If you can walk and run in slow and small segments, do that. But it isn't something that you can fix in 30 days. You didn't get there in 30 days, so why would you think that you can fix it that quickly? So you should have realistic expectations. And then the other thing I would touch on is understand that you're probably going to have some hardship and struggles, and you're going to maybe fail some days. And instead of taking those failures as devastating blows, take those as learning opportunities, and understand that you're going to fail along the way, and you just got to learn from it and keep moving. Because when you fail, you're just like everybody else. We all fail at things, and we got to learn to embrace those failures and then move forward.
So true. And you guys are getting this from two Olympic athletes who, they do these kinds of workouts. And again, they take time off. These are not made for the average person. We have walking, we have going to the gym, we have running. There's so many other avenues. And the things that we're exposed to, we see in these magazines, everybody wants change when? Yesterday. But that's not realistic. As Matt, you pointed out, it took time to get you there. You have to give yourself the time to what? Regress back to the body that you want. Now, along those lines, Chris, you know, you're an Olympic speed skater, and there's so much that you're putting forth. And I know you have some programs that you not only teach kids, but you teach people who suffer from obesity. Could you tell me a little about that?
Sure. Yeah, well, I know that being Olympian can sometimes be, you know, off-putting. Maybe, oh, this guy, he's not on the same level as all of us. And, you know, maybe these programs work for him. But I've learned the hard way. And like Matt mentioned, there's a lot of failure along the road. And you do have to take that in a positive light and continue to work and, you know, work towards your main goal. And a lot of people do have these goals, you know, to get up off the couch or to overcome an injury, increase their strength and stamina, all these things. And through my program, which I just developed recently, is CrevFit Online Coaching. So what the goal is here with CrevFit is to give you a avenue for you to incorporate your current lifestyle into the online training package, which I have to offer. And this is basically for anybody, anywhere. And I love it because there's no gym membership required.
That's great.
That's great. Like you mentioned, Jay, there's a lot of things going on in the gym that aren't quite what people are needing nowadays. And the most beneficial things that you can do are usually right there in front of you at your home.
Yeah, it's so true. And I always say one of the, you know, thank you for the insight, Chris and Matt. And I always tell people at home, one of the best workouts I could do is actually just standing on one leg while brushing your teeth. You'll increase your balance, symmetry of your core. So Matt and Chris, where can people go to find out about you real quick?
Well, for me, I'm just launching off. It's fiveringsfitness.com, or you can go to matthemingway.com. We've got a few things up there, but that's kind of what I do, as well as find stuff on Matt Hemingway at Matt Hemingway on Twitter.
And Chris, we can go to CrevFit.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. On CrevFit.com, you'll see an online coaching option, and that comes in 6-week lifestyle program or 24-week package. And this all incorporates fitness and your eating nutrition package.
Well, guys,
and there's also specialized coaching.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me today. To learn more about Matt and Chris, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, this is Jay Cardiello sharing my weight wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale.